Coach's communication is nuanced, considered. The performance of a team or even a single player can hinge on the words of a coach. And these coaches have something in common with you. For all of us in this room, voice is invaluable to communicate, to share, to teach. But just how effectively do we use it? For a third of our labour force, voice is an indispensable workplace tool. Think emergency services, the media, the law. And coaches are part of this group. For them, dynamic voice can be the difference between career success and being unemployed. As one coach shared, if you can't talk, if you can't communicate, you won't last long in this caper. My goal is to explore how coaches can maximise healthy, effective voice. I spent over 300 hours in the field collecting data with 29 elite Basketball Australia coaches. I discovered that all of my coaches experience voice problems and that being vocally healthy isn't an easy game plan. Imagine you're one of my coaches. Your job relies on your voice. Take a basketball match. Throughout the entirety of the game, you'll talk, you'll yell. In loud, echoey stadiums, you'll compete with background noise, the crowd, the other team, just to be heard. You'll also battle with club expectations, like pushing through and continuing to coach, even when you're sick. Even personal habits, like forgetting to hydrate or crouching while talking, will impact on your voice. To overcome these obstacles, the coaches and I developed tailored voice support strategies. These were actions coaches could implement across their working day, such as considering posture or thinking about breathing. By the end of the season, coaches found their strategies easy and effective to use, and excitingly, had extended their expertise in managing their voices. As one coach shared, "Now, communication success, it also saves my voice." These findings can inform best practice in a range of occupations, for maximising healthy, effective voice. The voice of your game may not happen on a basketball court. It may be in a classroom, in a meeting, or even at the end of a phone. But whether you coach a team, teach a student, or share your own research, success in your job may just hinge on your voice. We need to use this research to find better ways of supporting voice in the workplace. Being vocally healthy should be everyone's game.